Hello, hello, out, hallelujah, praise the Lord, hallelujah. So I will greet you all. Amazing, good to be back. This is Christ Life Podcast, and we're here with the same message under the same mandate that God has said us to do, that we may enlighten the world with the light and darkness may not prevail. Hallelujah. For light shineth upon the darkness, and darkness cannot even withstand it, because it has to evacuate, because when light comes, light doesn't speak twice. So we are here with the right of the gospel. The right of the gospel to let you know who you are in Christ Jesus, you know, to know who you belong, to who's, where you are, and to what you have in Christ Jesus, because you are a new creature. Hallelujah. And so I welcome you today. Today we have some of us who will be ministering to us, and they have prepared something good for us. So I want you to take your notebook and need your pen now. Let us dive deeper and learn as we move on forward, because this is the mandate, this is the mission, to let man know who he is in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. So I want to welcome you, Simon and Audra and David, to come and share with us, for I know we are blessed of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Praise the Lord, and thank you so much, Pastor Joe. I'm very honored to be with you today as we continue to share this word that is the word of life. Thank you so much, and to everyone that is listening to us, thank you so much for joining. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for taking your time to listen and to learn. I honor the Christ in you. And as we are going to share today, we'll be sharing on a topic, the exchanged life. Yes, the exchanged life. And I'm very honored to be having the men of God together with me, together with us today. We have Simon and MIC. I honor the Christ in you, men of God. So, yes, the exchanged life. So, when we are speaking about the exchanged life, or why today we want to learn what the exchanged life is all about, we are simply or basically speaking of the shared life of Christ. And the simplicity of this makes it the gospel, in that the essence of the gospel is that Jesus Christ became what we were in order that we might become what he is. And in this, we are speaking of the very life of God, the very life that makes God to be God. So we are saying that in the incarnation of Christ Jesus, as we have been taught from the Gospels or from the Bible, that Christ came as man on earth, and Christ is God himself. So God took upon himself the humanity, what we call the human nature. He took it up upon himself and participated in the human life, okay, so that we who are of the human nature may participate in the divine life, which is the life of God. So this was established, it was established in the death, the burial, the resurrection, the ascension, and the sitting of our Lord Jesus Christ, that he came on earth as man, and he died. He was buried, he resurrected, and he ascended and is seated at the right hand of the Father. But all this he did not do on behalf of man only, but as man. He did it as me, he did it as you. So in his death, he died as me and you. In his burial, in his resurrection, in his ascension, and in his sitting at the right hand of the Father. And by doing this, we now, who are of the human nature, participate in the divine nature of God. And this is what we are saying is the exchanged life. And we can read from Matthew 20, verse 28. It says that even as the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister and to give his life as a ransom to many. Praise the Lord. So Christ in his coming did not come for us to give him our lives, but he came that he may give us his life. Praise the Lord. Wow, Abba Father. So I'm here with the man of God, Simon. I'm sure he has a lot to tell us on the exchange life. So, man of God, welcome.
Thank you so much, woman of God. That was so deep. And thank you for that deep sharing. And the exchange life is a topic that we need to come into attention. And every human being need to adhere to. Because I have realized that the reason as to why a lot of people are living in struggle, the reason as to why a lot of people are living in shadow of reality and they are experiencing the deficiency is because they have not realized the proximity that they have with Christ. They have not realized the nearness, the oneness, the closeness that they have with Christ. They have not realized the life that Christ has bestowed upon them. You see, just like the woman of God has shared, the incarnation of Christ, or when Jesus partook on humanity, when he assumed the humanity, we were birthed into divinity. He was clothed with our flesh so that we may be invested by the Spirit of God. You see, the greatest promise of the Old Testament is the promise of, or is the coming of the Anointed One, and now it is time accomplished and fulfilled in Jesus Christ. The greatest promise of the New Testament that we are now having is that men may be partakers of the divine nature. Just like the Bible says in the book of 1 Peter 2:4, that we have been made the partakers of the divine nature's of God. So we are not living waiting. We are not living in anticipation just like the men used to live. We are living in, actually, we are the declaration and manifestation of the fulfillment of the promise of God. Why? Because the cross was the nexus of this union. The cross was the altar of this great exchange. And I want to tell you, child of God, that this is the greatest call that the Father is calling you unto, to awaken to the reality that the Zoe life of God has been poured unto you. The Zoe life of God has been poured within you. And it is one thing, you see, Christ is the all in all, pater and parsi. And Christ is in all places. That is undeniable. Paul is talking of this in the book of Colossians, that he has filled all things with himself. Christ is in all places. And one thing we need to understand is that there is no place, there is no lock you can lull without that Christ has not filled. But the big question is, do all exhibit this? Do all experience this? The answer is no. Why? Because a lot of people are living in ignorance. A lot of people are living in darkness. A lot of people are living in shadows. A lot of people are living in the shadow of reality. Whereas the reality is the life of Christ in them. Christ is the reality of all the shadows. Living in shadows of reality is living in substandard of self. And we might see as if this is not harmless. We might gaze, what is the significance of this? Let me tell you something, child of God, that Failure to understand this truth will make you function in substandard of yourself. The cause of all death, the cause of all suffering, the cause of every problem that you're having is because of living in the shadow and substandard of reality. Because a lot of people are seeking that which Christ has already provided within them. Ask Adam, what generated death? It was the result of living in the shadow of standard of substandard of life. The reason as to why you are living in stress. All stress are birth in trying to attain what already you are now. Why is it that people have not realized that happiness is not in worldly things? A lot of people are living in what I call the shadow of happiness, the shadow of pressure, the shadow of prosperity, the shadow of purpose and all of those stuff. But they haven't come into realization that Christ is the reality of all shadows. Christ is the true life that God has given to man. So, child of God, today we are bringing the good news that Christ's life is now within you. It is no longer you that liveth. It is the life of God, just like the Bible says in the book of Galatians 2:20, that it is no longer I that liveth, but it is Christ who liveth in me. So, child of God, I'm going to read a verse here and then I will welcome man of God, MIC. The Bible says in the book of John 14, John 14:18, the Bible says that I will not leave you desolate. I will come to you yet a little while, and the world will see me no more, but you will see me because I live. You will live also. Verse 20 says that in that day you will know that I am in my Father and you in me and I in you. So what is that day? Jesus was talking about the day of resurrection, whereby man was birthed into divinity. It is where Jesus turned the womb or the tomb to be the womb of all the new creation. And he said that in that day it will not be made, but you will come into realization that we are one with you. It is no longer you alone. You are no longer desolate. You are no longer you alone. That's why it is so, I pity any person who says that he is feeling lonely, because you are never at any moment without God. You have the company of God within you. And he is not even within you just to keep you company so that you may feel good, but he is there so that that life of him might find expression in reality. Praise the Lord. We are now the habitation of God. We are now the dwelling place of God. You see, when Jesus was going to the cross, he said that, Jesus said that in my Father's place, or in my Father's house, there are many dwellings. And that is where I am, is where you are too. A lot of people think that Jesus was talking about him going to heaven to continue or to start a construction project. But no, Jesus was not going to build a house for you in heaven. And that is why a lot of people are living in poverty, in lack, just because they know that there is a building of God that God is making for them in heaven. No, when Jesus was talking about him going to make a house for you or a dwelling place for you, he was talking about the cross. And that's why I started by saying that the cross is the altar of the great exchange. It is the nexus of this union. It is where mankind was birthed and was lifted up to the standard of God. And now you are made now the dwelling place of God. That's why the Bible says that God is not delighted to stay in the house that are made by human hands, but he is delighted to dwell in you. You are the household of God. You are fully claimed by God. The life of God is now and now resides in you. Praise the Lord. So it is at that cross that we understand that he was meaning that everything that was to do with mortality, everything that was to do with sin, everything that was to do with incorruption was destroyed. Anything that was hindering your realization that God lives inside you, it was taken away. Praise the Lord. And now we understand that we are now dwelling where the Father dwells, that is in Christ. Praise the name of the living God. So I'm going to welcome the man of God so that he shed some light on the same topic. Welcome to man of God.
Wow. Thank you so much, man of God. Wow. You are blessed. I honor the Christ in you. Thank you for shedding this light. And we are grateful. The exchanged life. I loved it the way you've said that Jesus never went to heaven to do a construction project. And we now know that we are the dwelling place. We are the dwelling of God. So, how great is God? Who gave God? And the greatest gift that God gave to man was himself. Now man is enjoying that so-called the life of God within himself. I want to read a verse in the book of Romans chapter 5 verse 10. And I will read it with amplified version. The Bible says, "For if while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of his son, it is much more certain now that we are reconciled that we shall be saved, daily delivered from sin's dominion through his resurrection life." Allow me also to use KJV. Bible says, "How much more but be being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life." Jesus not only gave us life, but he became the life itself. He became our life, and the life now we are living is the life of God. That is why Paul, as the man of God, has said, that Paul is saying is telling the Galatians that I no longer live, but it is Christ who lives in me. And now the life that I live by the faith of the Son. So God is good, and he's good all the time, and all the time God is good. And he has shared himself with man, and now man is enjoying and participating in the life of God. I want to say something. And I want you to know this very keenly, sons of God, that God took upon himself the humanity, and he remained to be God. He partook the nature of man, and that which was in man never affected him, but he remained to be God. And even right now, man has become a partaker of the divine nature of God. But I know you're asking, but I can hear you, MIC, talking. You still have the nature of God. It's a yes to that. We are still enjoying. We are the partakers of the divine nature of God. I love what the woman of God shared, and she said that the essence of the gospel is that Jesus Christ became what we were in order that we might become what he is. God has shared himself with the human race to conform us to all that he is. And this is the mystery of the gospel as revealed by Paul in the book of Colossians chapter 1 verse 25 to 27. And also he quoted 1 Timothy chapter 3 verse 16. That this is very clear, sons of God, that God partook of our humanity, and now man has become the partaker of the divinity. God lowered himself for man's own sake and has exalted man for his own sake. In Jesus Christ, sons of God, is where man has been exalted. I want to tell you today that you are exalted. You see, Jesus Christ has found his dwelling place in you, and he has placed you to wherever you are in God. And right now you are enjoying that which was exclusively God, and God now has shared it commonly and equally with you. Man, who was laid so low down by sin, is now enjoying in the heights of divine glory. How great! I always love asking this question. How great is God who gave God? That is why we say in grace, the giver becomes the gift. We are enjoying in the heights of the divine glory. And that is why Paul is writing even to the Corinthians. He's telling them, you are now new creation. That which was of old is gone, has passed away, and now you are new creation. Abba Father. Before I welcome the man of God, Simon, you see, man of God, God bearing human. Anyway, you bear God. Abba Father. So before I welcome man of God, Simon, I love what he shared about the cross. And he said that the cross, he said that the cross was the altar of our great exchange. There is something I came to learn about the cross. And more so when the word cross is mentioned in church, people think it's that wooden beam that the Romans used to execute those people who did wrong. But I would like to tell you today that the cross is where Jesus applied the principle of identification, where he died as you. He identified himself with the humanity. He became who you are. He died as you. He participated in all that was which of a man. And now man is enjoying in that which is of the divine. That which was by nature God partook that which was by nature man, so that which was by nature man may partook that which is by nature God. You are blessed sons of God, and your life is called the life of God. That is why I tell you today, there is nothing or no one who can take away the quality of life that you possess, because the life that you live is the life of God. Man of God, you're welcome. I know you have something for us. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. It is very true. Thank you for such a deep sharing. Thank you for such truth. And if there is a dangerous man on the planet Earth, man of God,
yeah,
is the man who knows who he is.
Uh-huh.
Is the man who knows what he has.
Above all.
Is the man who knows what he carries.
Uh-huh.
And above all, is the man who knows whose he belongs to.
Abba Father.
Praise the name of the living God.
Amen.
And one thing we need to understand, just like I summarize what you have shared, is that anything to do with mortality has been swallowed by the immortality of God.
Abba Father.
The death of Jesus, every form of death died in the death of Jesus.
Abba
Praise
Father.
The name of the living God.
Amen.
So anything that he used to chase at the cross, just like you have shared, he said, all is finished.
Amen.
Tetelestai.
Yeah,
so he chased and he carried that which used to chase us. Mm. And he swallowed it within his death. Mm. And we are no longer chased by death.
Amen.
We anything to do with mortality, anything with, to do with corruption,
mm,
it has been undone,
mm-hmm,
in the death of Jesus Christ.
Above
that's where we are in Christ,
mm-hmm,
where we are enjoying now the life of God,
mm-hmm,
the life that we say that it is the life unending.
Amen.
It is the life that is endless.
Above
Praise the name of the living God.
Amen.
It is the highest form of life. It is the highest experience of life.
Mm-hmm.
And we usually say that identity,
mm-hmm,
is the is the issue that governs,
mm-hmm,
the kingdom of God or the economy of God.
Mm-hmm.
And you will continue being succumbed by circumstances to the extent that you will know who you are.
Amen.
Things will continue, or circumstances will continue mastering you,
mm-hmm,
until you know who you are,
mm-hmm,
until you know what you carry within you.
Amen.
When God created man, man of God, at the Garden of Eden, He created man so that things may respond to him as long as man know who he is, as long as man know what he carries. And the moment man shifted from this reality, things started working against him. And that's why we usually say that we are sons of God, we are servants of human, and above all, we are masters of circumstances. Everything and every situation, it should respond to mankind as long as he know who he is. As long as he know what he carried. So child of God, you can know what you are suffering from if you don't awaken to this truth. If you don't know that the life, the creator of all things, the one in whom all things consist and subsist, dwells in you. Manze, you're the most dangerous species on this planet Earth. Abba Father. So thank you so much for tuning in. We are anticipating to meet you in the next sharing, and we declare that this is not just going to be the theoretical. The grace of God is more experienced, more than taught. The grace of God is more experienced than reasoned unto. So we are believing that this is going to take effect when knowledge, rather, when our mind masters the knowledge that we have, it takes forms in us. And when person is able to look at you, he's able to see the life of God in you. So I love you with all love. Christ dwelt in you. It shall never come to any point and you think that you are alone. Approach things. You are the incarnation continuum. You are the one who is continuing the incarnation of God. You are God-bearing man, just like man of God said. You bear God. Man is the only creature who bears the fingerprint of God. Everything should respond to you. You will suffer to the degree of the ignorance you have to this truth. Abba Father. So, and we are not men. These are the days of the knowledge, and that's why we are committed to let you know this truth, so that things should respond to you, so that you may not live in substandards of life. God hates it. God is not happy when you function in lower of yourself. I finished by what I started by saying, that the cause of all death, the cause of all suffering, the cause of all pain, the cause of all anxieties, the cause of everything that is not form of God, is a result of knowing and coming into awareness or realization of our proximity, our closeness, and our nearness with God. That's why many people are chasing after the wind, looking after happiness, looking after the things that give them happiness. They actually, they say, they have a form of glory, but themselves, they are not the glory. You find them person looking as if he want to find happiness from something that cannot give him happiness, or something that will give him happiness for a time. I'm here to tell you something, that you are living in a shadow of reality. Christ is the fulfillment of all those reality, and that's why we are committed to share with you this truth. We love you so much, and I want to welcome the woman of God, the mother of nations, to say a final word, and then conclude with a word of prayer. Welcome, MIC.
Wow. Ah, glory, Abba Father. Oh my God, I have learned so much. Thank you, men of God, God-bearing humans. Thank you for the sharing. I am really edified. I know, and I'm sure we all know, sons of God, that we have the shared life of God. And this life is the eternal life. Oh my God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you so much for listening. Consistency is key. I will remind you yet again, it is key. We remain consistent in learning, in listening to this podcast. And we feed our spirits now, because they will feed us later. Thank you for giving your time for this. This is eternal. This knowledge has no end. These truths are eternal. Yes, and as you continue being blessed and continue enjoying in the blessings of our Father, continue to remind yourself that you have the life of God deep within yourself. Thank you so much. Pastor Joe, I will hand over to you as you share a word of prayer and as you conclude for us. Thank you.
Wow. Thank you, sons, for the amazing word that you've shared to us. Wow, thank you. Indeed, we are blessed and indeed you are Deshwai. And if you are there, whatever you are listening to, you can comment to us at christchife.clm@gmail.com. You can comment to us at christchife.clm@gmail.com. And we'll be grateful to know how you are blessed with the message. We thank God for what you're doing. We thank God for what he's doing in your life. And let me pray for you that thank you, Father, for this listener. Thank you because you blessed him. Thank you because you blessed her. Thank you because you made her a competent minister, oh God. And also, to making her to go to listen to this message, oh God. And may be blessed and may edified, oh God, that may come to the right. We thank you for the world. Thank you because your message shall prevail all over the world and the kingdom shall reign, oh God, in the hearts of men through your message that being light and being a joy unto man. It is in Jesus we always pray and always give thanks in Jesus. Amen. Amen. You're blessed. Thank you for listening in. Keep on watching. Keep on listening. We are coming up with more and more because our desire is that men may come to the truth, the knowledge, and may know Christ and may also know himself in him, because we have to know whose we belong, where we are, and what we have in Jesus. Hallelujah. We love you so much. This is Christ Chief, our podcast. Asante.